Welcome to The Business Wilderness, a podcast focused on the world of entrepreneurs and the best practices they need to follow to navigate the complex world of business. We feature thought-provoking topics and industry experts on every show.
Welcome to The Business Wilderness. My name is Ahmed Elhouli, and I am your host. And today, my guest is Mr. Hans Paul from Speed Legal. Hans, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Ahmed. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
My absolute pleasure, Hans. Hans, let's get a bit into your background and where your story all began.
Yeah, so I worked for Amazon as a financial analyst in the past, and my parents are both tax and legal consultants, and I was helping them in the weekends and during my free time. And yeah, so I started there, and then I moved up to create my company in the legal space.
Awesome. Tell me a bit about your earlier life, where you went to school. You know, how you went from school to college, so on. Give us a bit of insight.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Italy, the northern part of Italy, between Venice and Milan, the city of Juliet and Romeo. And I went to school actually in Milan, the biggest city, not the biggest, but biggest for the business city. Rome is the biggest city actually. And then I went to China, in Hong Kong and Shanghai for my exchange studies, and also US for some travels. And that's basically where I formed myself as an economist. And I taught myself programming on the side.
So you were a financial analyst at Amazon. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
And what was that experience like working for one of the biggest companies in the world?
Well, I really liked the principle-based hiring process, as well as the values that they have, and they try to infuse into each employee when they work at Amazon, such as bias for action, customer obsessions. I still remember them, and I actually apply them at my current startup, Dive Deep, for example. It's very cool.
Awesome. So what is Speed Legal, and how does Speed Legal help other startups and founders?
So Speed Legal is a SaaS platform that allows people who buy a home buyers, to understand the risks of a property, and for the professionals, for agents and brokers, to collect the signatures in seconds, in minutes, mostly, instead of hours. So yeah, that's basically what we're doing.
Fantastic. So what problem are you guys solving?
The biggest problem is we're saving time and boring time when you read a legal contract. We are not actually substituting a lawyer, we are enhancing the value of a lawyer. So you save time when you talk to a lawyer and they go directly to the point, as we highlight the key provision and the key risks of a contract.
Fantastic. Since you started your startup, did you experience any problem that you faced personally that sort of encouraged you to start this startup?
Correct, yeah. So as I mentioned before, I was working for my parents, both tax and legal consultants. And I was doing a lot of manual document preparation and review. And that part was very tedious and time consuming. And they had to present the result of my work to their clients. And that's where they got most of the attention and the money. So I actually started to automate that part, the job that I didn't want to do. And that's where I saw the need for Speed Legal.
Fantastic. And what are the biggest trends and patterns you've seen that have come through the different industries that you service since you began until now?
I'm sorry, Matt, you said the biggest pains?
Trends and patterns.
Oh, okay. Well, we started from law firms. We went to in-house legal, and now we are in real estate. So, there are different trends and different patterns in each sector. For sure, I saw that lawyers, I'm generalizing a bit, which it may be wrong sometimes, but it tends to be slow as a process to, adopt technologies in law firms. So that's what we saw as a pattern, as a trend. That's why we moved to the in-house legal, which is enterprise organizations. And so that's certainly one of the patterns we saw, yeah.
Yeah, and how have you seen the uptake from these? Because, real estate, legal, and all these industries, they're very old school. Like they take a long time to sort of adopt new technologies. Has that been a painful process?
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's, I mean, the uptake, the diffusion of the technology in those sectors is taking time, but it's going to happen. So if you ask me, you know, what's going to happen within the 2 years, is any law firm going to have, you know, a contract management platform and a contract analytics platform? I would say probably not. If you ask me five to eight years, probably a good, you know, the majority of them. So it's a matter of time.
Okay. And is the uptake high, or do you find them reluctant to sort of start using your technology?
A bit of the latter. And that's why we moved to another sector. And now we're focused on real estate, as we are going directly to the consumer who has a pain point, which is buying a house in a short amount of time, making a competitive offer, and going through the paperwork without skipping the reading.
How do you see things evolving moving forward with you guys? Do you guys see yourself going beyond contracts and solving other traditional pain points?
Yes, correct. So actually we send documents using Speed Legal. So we integrate with DocuSign, HelloSign. And when you work at Speed Legal, you will receive a contract with Speed Legal signature system, which is integrated with the main ones. But we provide also the summary and the risk analysis on top of that. So, yes.
So you guys provide risk analysis also?
Correct, yes.
Fantastic. What does the future look like for Speed Legal? How do you see you guys evolving?
Yeah. So, well, right now the focus is to diffuse the technology into the home buyer sector, so people who buy a house in US. Right now we are focused specifically in California. Next step is to involve also the seller part. So potentially we may have both sides of the market, and we will have both of the sides. And at the same time, we are keeping a door open for enterprise organizations. So a company that has tons of documents and they need to organize them, and they need to understand if they can sign a contract or not. So this is where we are going in the next 6 months, potentially real estate, and 12 months to 18, also the enterprise organization one.
What about 5 years?
Well, 5 years, I see Speed Legal potentially becoming the new DocuSign, or something between DocuSign and Dropbox.
Very nice. Can you share with us a moment in your life that you were given a piece of advice significantly impacted you or the direction that you were going in?
Yeah. So you're asking if I can give an advice to, in which sense?
No. So a moment in your life where somebody has given you a piece of advice that's helped you really change direction or evolve or become a lot better at what you do.
I had different advisors and different mentors. So it's difficult to pick one. I would say the biggest learning for me was the one to move to a new place. So moving from Europe, for example, to San Francisco a couple of years ago was the biggest self-advice. Well, actually, it was during an event that someone suggested me to do it. So there is always like a trigger somewhere. But yeah, probably that's one of the biggest ones.
Did you move to run your business there, or was it to get a job in San Francisco? Or because, with the Airbnb story, when they consulted one of their mentors, they asked them, where are your customers? They go, our customers are in New York. And they said to them, go to New York and be where your customers are. Is that a similar story or?
Well, actually, I started as a student because that was the best way to get to US. And I had a couple of startups and other ideas before Speed Legal when I was working on the side. And then I found the right co-founder and the right person to build Speed Legal. So Speed Legal was just a side project to help my parents. And then I found the right co-founder to help me build the company.
Wow, fantastic. And lastly, what's your advice to other founders who are trying to build tech companies?
Yeah, so I would say, I think I see the younger generation than mine are very scrappy and very, very good at doing things. So I think they already learned, maybe they have it in their genes, the one of being fast and implementing stuff. So I would say being fast, don't be, you know, don't bother about making mistakes. But I see that it's already, a lot of people already have this tendency, which is actually interesting. And you can see, you know, people who are 12 and 13 and they're making, you know, cool stuff on the blockchain rather than other sectors. But yeah, I would say speed and just doing things instead of thinking about them. It's the best thing to do.
So move quickly and don't overthink things. And it doesn't matter if you make mistakes.
I would say yes. Maybe saying, yeah, move fast. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. That would be the tagline.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Hans Paul, founder of Speed Legal. Before we let you go, where can people get in touch with you online?
You can find me on speedlegal.io, which is my company website, or on LinkedIn, of course, Hans Paul Piccinini. It's my name. You can find me there or Twitter.
Mr. Hans Paul, thank you very much for joining me on the Business Wilderness.
Thank you, Ahmed. A pleasure being here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Business Wilderness. Subscribe to our show for the latest episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And for more information, check out our website at businesswilderness.com.